Holden Village is incorporated, and in the Articles of Incorporation it is stated that Holden exists to be a community of worship and refreshment and theological reflection and renewal, and the Board of Directors shall carry out those purposes on any locations that they deem feasible. In other words, it's possible that Holden Village Incorporated could do something similar to what we do here at other locations. That's never happened before, but it is possible. And I guess what we're talking about is the corporation, after 20 years, is at least considering doing that in some kind of venture that we're going to continue to call a farm. Let me give a disclaimer. It might well turn out to be an old abandoned Roman Catholic monastery that is in some acreage that was not technically a farm. It might turn out to be a nut grove. It might turn out to be an asparagus patch, and it might turn out to be an orchard, but we're going to call it this for now. You also ought to know that Holden Village Incorporated made something of a move like that 4 years ago when we accepted the gift of Lucerne, where the boat dock. We wrote a proposal. Joel Oinas, to my left, did most of the writing, literally. It's a hand-lettered and then printed proposal. It's beautifully done in every way, I think. The Forest Service did not accept that proposal. Some of the things up here we've spent a lot of time dreaming about that would have been part of Lucerne. So there's a little bit of background on which we're building. The Holden Corporation considered operating something, but it felt closer geographically to us than what we're proposing here, okay? Holden has been talking about the possibility of a farm for a decade or more. There were never enough things that brought together a sense of ministry, I'll use that word, for it to be on a front burner. I think the circle around the word farm give you some indication of the kinds of things that make it sound as though it's worth investigating. So the action of the board, and I think this is important to clarify, the Holden Corporation has not voted to find a farm and start the project we're talking about. They have voted to have a proposal develop over a year's period of time, and you are the first input into that proposal. So some of the times tonight, if you ask a question and you don't think we have many answers yet, you're right. We will have conclaves or small groups of people on lots of different things on that series of spokes around the wheel. This is the first one. The Board of Trustees and the corporation hope to see a proposal in as much detail as the Lucerne proposal next June. Okay? Do you need any more history in order to talk ideas? Is there a frustration level that you've had all day today that until we clear that up, you really don't want any more information? Anybody?
Do you or not own the Lucerne? Do you want this completely?
The land we never did own. The land is Forest Service land. The little buildings are ours, and we are taking them down. And if the timing is right, some of the things that are down there could well be used in another project. Okay? Any other points of clarification or answer to questions that you need? Okay, I put these up on the board so that we can put hospice in a broader thing and let hospice be the focus, but keep the whole thing in front of us. This is all the corporation got in June. So they don't know a lot more than you know right now either at this point. I just want you to know that as we talk, I'm not talking from a thick book and not letting you in on it. I've tried to illustrate that up here. Does it make sense to be thinking in terms of a community of people? The one thing Holden has always been able to do is to elicit volunteers, to run on volunteers. And when we were thinking in terms of Lucerne, Joel Oinas had a file of people who were interested in coming and living at Lucerne. A community of people, probably volunteers for the most part, who would be a worshiping community. And there's a word in the proposal that says monastic flavor. I don't know exactly what that means. I think it means having something like we just had in the way of Vespers, or Compline, or Matins in the morning, or a regular kind of rhythm of prayer. I don't know if any of you have ever been part of a group of monks. I have been both with Trappists and Benedictines. I was with the Benedictines over a longer period of time, every week for 2 years. It was in Latin. I didn't understand an awful lot, but I always enjoyed the chanting, and there is some kind of worshiping community. I'm going to keep going around. They're not in a very good order. That would get into some alternatives. Alternative to way some funerals are conducted, and all of you have some either pet peeves or something you want about your funeral. Not a bad idea to plan it, by the way, already. One of the things I liked about West Virginia is, do you know all your friends who are not good with words, so they really don't know what to say to the bereaved family? Those were the people who dug the grave. We all went out and dug the grave. I thought that was good. I mean, with shovels, and you met, and at least you were doing something. Then we all went over to the house afterwards, so some other people could cook. They weren't good with words either. And we kind of celebrated some memories of that person and spent the day, and you went back a couple times afterwards. There was a way that you were kind of a support base. This morning I mentioned building your own pine box, and so maybe this farm includes a cemetery and has some alternative funerals. One of the persons who's on the committee writing the proposal just got back from near San Francisco and spent 5 weeks studying edible landscaping. Okay, that's worth exploring. Most landscaping is aesthetics for looks, not to eat. Well, there's some new possibilities there. You just heard Leo. One of the inputs today was the importance of pets. And if it's a farm, it's not so much pets as the naturalness of having animals around. I'm a city boy. Birth, growth, everything except 5 years on a farm in West Virginia. I saw older people who did not get disoriented and were not sent to a nursing home because for the most part they could stay in a family circle and continue chores, at least some chores. There was and usually that included animals. I don't know how much Leo said tonight about that, but I think that's one of the aspects. This is the one where the Lucerne proposal had lots of alternatives. Alternative energy sources. Lucerne was going to use no fuel oil at all. The first vehicle was an electric cart. There were going to be solar panels as the architectural model on top of every building. Solar during the day and the hydro at night from Railroad Creek would heat the rocks, and the buildings were going to be over the existing rocks, so you didn't even move those. A deep ditch gardening, so next year's garden rows were in this year's weeds. Fish culture, all kinds of alternatives. I even put alternatives also as to salaries. However the community lives, there would be an alternative to the typical structural paid salary and what have you. Some kind of product. One of the things is to find some ways for the thing to be self-supporting and not dependent upon gifts. If it's a farm, an orchard, a nut grove or something, you have a potential product. It's also a possibility for alternatives in farming. Maybe try some marginal land that somebody else is unwilling to try. Now I've saved this one till the last. One of the things that gave impetus to the whole idea was that over the last two summers, nurses who have been on the Holden staff have been interested in hospice and have worked in hospice and have given sessions here. Holden had a request from Paul Bergman, 90-year-old man who lived at Stehekin. Could he come here essentially for the rest of his life? Werner and I said, Paul, you can come anytime and stay as long as you want. As long as we're here, that offer is open. We really can't offer that you're here for the rest of your life. We don't even know how long we're going to stay. But we thought through whether or not the Holden community could have an old, he was 80, 90 when he asked that, who needed daily medical attention, and basically the Holden community said yes to Paul coming as long as he wanted, and he came for a month or 2 months, got some of the ulcerated things a little better because he didn't have he didn't even have running water in his cabin at Stehekin. So we had a little bit of experience of that, but it's not a regular part of Holden. In other words, can the guest idea, and I put under there staff, maybe the guests are always staff. Maybe you stop using guest staff. Part of the thing this morning was that the hospitality, the word is both host and guest. Maybe everybody who comes is staff. But can we talk in terms of it being more inclusive than Holden is presently able to be? That's the point at which, in here, I used hospice. One of the questions is tonight, now that you've heard hospice, is that a good term to use to describe this dream or a bad term to use? And we will gain some of the things from today about this. I'm going to tell you one story, then I'm going to quit. John Gill, emergency room doctor at Wenatchee, and Steve May, ambulance driver for Ballard Ambulance, came up over a weekend and did some of the things with Judy Jansen in the winter on Resusciani. We learned resuscitation skills and first aid techniques and that kind of thing. John Gill and went out with me on the boat, so we had 3 hours, I think. The boat was late that day, in what's called the Holden Hilton. That's an old school bus with a pot-bellied stove when you wait for the boat on a cold day down at the lake. He had not either been in a religious community for a long time, nor, I don't think, had ever been to Holden before. And he was very happy with the weekend. We had a good visit. He was appreciative of the weekend. He enjoyed it. He said, it's missing only one thing. He didn't have any idea that this thing was kind of brewing. He said, I wish it could be more inclusive. I wish your high school students could relate to somebody who needed bed care. I wish people were in touch with the full cycles of life. And Steve May, the ambulance driver, added, you don't know how often we get a call to come to a house like 10 minutes before the person dies so that the death doesn't take place in the house with the family there, so that they die in the ambulance. And both of them said, the family should be there. I could imagine the Fritz Norstedt tape if you've never heard it. He had his finger on his daughter's pulse, and they were singing the liturgy, and he could tell the family when she died. He was holding her. And here Steve said some families call just to get the person out so the death doesn't take place there. All right. One of the reasons for having today and having the topic hospice is the impetus toward the farm asks the question, can it include, like the early monasteries did, guests who come, some of whom are short-term? In fact, I think one of the real possibilities, if this thing ever happens, is that if you're taking care of an elderly parent and you want to go on a vacation and the parent needs a vacation, you need a vacation from each other, one of the things you can do is the farm will take your parent on staff for a month. You take a trip, the parent has a break, takes care of animals, we'll call them staff. Can the guest list, staff list, include those kinds of people? Then the other question which led to the topic today, like those monasteries, do some of the guests stay until they die? Is that possible as a dream? Okay, is that enough? Open forum. Questions? We're going to tape it so Joel and Cheryl and I and the others responsible for the proposal don't have to take notes. We have some people here. Let me tell you one reality factor that Vi brought in case she doesn't speak up. Vi is an owner of a nursing home right now, 72 bed. Where is she? Right here. She said last night, I bet you in the state of Washington, if you take more than two unrelated to you older people who need care into any facility, you're already into a licensing thing. All right, that's what we have to find out. That's why we're talking. And I said, why do the monasteries, or why are they able to have five unrelated adults who get sick and they take care of them till they die, and there's a cemetery there? And the answer, because it's a religious order. My question, let's make it a religious order. Okay, that's the way it snowballs, right? Okay, and we've got a year. We don't have to do everything tonight, but let's start.
We've talked about the people being needed. And the animals, of course, give this point. But would it be possible for these people for your terminally ill or whoever you bring in this respect to have a, quote, job for which they get paid. In other words, it is a way of making their way.
What do you think?
I think it could be done.
Are there reactions to that? Do you know of places where, invalid or marginal mobility people are kept useful or by?
Well, this brings up a dream that I have, and that is a sheltered workshop setting in conjunction with any long-term living community. And a sheltered workshop perhaps needs a little explaining. This is actually an industry that is geared to training and employing the, I've been used to working with the handicapped. So, and we could just put elderly people in for and or. And this would be a workshop that would handle perhaps industrial contracts or something to do with processing the food on the farm or something of that nature. In a sheltered situation whereby they work only at their own pace, as much as they want, and with a sheltered workshop license, and I don't know Washington licensing laws at all. I'm referring to Wisconsin at this time, but I believe it's federal. Get a Department of Labor permit for piecework method of paying. And to me, that is a tremendous thing to look at. Because we can rehabilitate people, but rehabilitate them to what? If we can rehabilitate or provide the opportunity to be productive and to receive pay for that productivity, that happens to be a dream I have, and I'm sure it would fit in. And I hope that answers that question.
Is the goal to have this located in a rural area?
Okay.
Farming far away from the urban?
There are... let me answer what people have said, and then you all add to it. We do picture something where there could be animals and a product, so you have certainly even the costs of the land. We picture something with some space. But other people have said accessibility to public transportation, if you want it inclusive for some lower economic levels, like some accessibility to a Greyhound bus that goes by somewhere clear, somewhere near, and accessibility to some medical facility, because the remoteness of Holden is part of the reason that we can't take people who need a daily run or a weekly run into the clinic or some such thing. So some space, and yet not as isolated as Holden. I don't know what else to tell you. Our first, the thing that I did this morning, which I probably ought to do at this point, then I'll get to Ron. Holden could, after the year, say, we think this is a good idea, and distribute the idea and say somebody else ought to do it. It really doesn't fit Holden's next 10 years, but somebody ought to do it. Then the location would be anywhere. In fact, if the idea has merit, maybe the whole point would be that the idea be disseminated, and if Holden tries one, someone else models a little different one and tries another one somewhere. In fact, we had the first kind of offer of land that would have been in the Midwest, and Holden, I think, if it's going to be closely connected to Holden, kind of be under Holden's board, then we would like it to be within 75 or 100 miles of here, so there was interchange of the product, perhaps, up to here, if it's food or fruit, and an interchange of staff. One of the advantages to be associated with Holden would be most operations like this would have some times of the year when an influx of 15 Mavericks for a week really would help the whole operation. And if we were close enough, then that would be helpful. Does that... okay. Let me give you one. We were told if you're starting down the path and investigating for the year, go to the Archbishop of Seattle and say, does the diocese have any abandoned Roman Catholic facilities? Some parts of the country, there'd be monasteries. Or go to the Council of Churches and see if there's a church Bible camp that really is in a kind of remote setting, and they're not getting kids anymore, and it's who's going to buy a camp? It may be a fairly good start for what you have in mind. So, and that might determine the location more than anything else, is the availability or accessibility of... I ought to go over here to Ron, then I'll come back.
You were going to finish the spectrum, John. It might give the idea.
The spectrum might be all the way from, it's a good idea, and we encourage people to look at it, to it being as closely connected as Lucerne was going to be. Lucerne was going to be under the Holden board. Werner was going to have a little more work to do as business manager. Joel and Gretchen were to live down there and to begin to assemble a community. Bookkeeping was going to be separate, right? Bookkeeping at Lucerne?
Well, it was going to be under one financial structure, but there was going to be separate. How they were doing.
Equipment was going to be used both places. I mean, so that it really came under Holden. That would be, and somewhere in between there could be a separate corporation set up, or there could be lots of points on a spectrum. Ron?
Why was the,
just a second, please. Ron?
Well, I had a couple thoughts. One, what about having working guests and non-working guests rather than staff and guests? And I kind of thought about that at Holden, too. The next thing is, aren't we really talking about...
Go a little farther. What would be... Give me a reason for the...
Well, if there's less separation, we would all be guests. Some of us would be working, and some of us temporarily or permanently or however wouldn't be working. So you'd have very little separation. And then the next thing that I was thinking of is, we're really talking about a community here, aren't we? And a farm as being part of the community. And then the third thing, real quickly, is... why couldn't we have it without salaries? Kind of like the manna situation, each in relation to their need. It seems to me that when you start getting involved in salaries, you have where do you draw the line and to what extent and so forth. If you're involved in a production farming situation.
Okay. Let me just respond very briefly. What I'd like is a maximum of input. It is a community, yes. And I don't know if you had a further question. Lucerne was going to be a community. Much Holden is constant transiency. Lucerne was going to be 10 or 12 people who gave like a minimum of 2 years rather than 3 weeks. So you picture a more stable community of people. The last one, when I say alternative salaries, I really mean alternative to salaries. And the proposal calls for stipends based on need and no salaries for anybody on the farm. So that was in here, yes. Okay, now I interrupted a woman to call on Ron, and then I'll come back over here.
That's right. I think my question was answered. I wondered why the proposal had been turned down, but I think it was because it was...
On Lucerne?
Yes.
Can we take that later?
All right.
Okay, I'll be glad to talk to you, but it's not on tonight. Reuben, I got three hands.
Okay, you talk about staff, and you talk about a location more accessible and near medical facilities. It seems to me that your staff could almost entirely be retired people. Here the emphasis has been, at least during the summer, on college students.
Yeah.
But there are many retired people, I'll count myself on that number, who do not need a salary because they have pension, social security, what have you, who are looking for opportunities to continue to work and be of service, and who would take long-term commitments, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years. And it seems to me that this kind of a community could be using the younger retirees or even the older ones as staff, because people are retiring 55, 62, 65, and the emphasis on using retirees as staff because of good transportation and possibility of medical facilities would make this very desirable.
Okay. Again, I don't mean I have to comment on everything that's said. Lucerne did have retirees were some of the volunteers. Don't lose, however, inclusive community, don't lose the nice part of Holden, and that's grandpas and grandchildren, and so that if the community suddenly had no kids in it, then it would be lacking something. But
well, yes, I didn't want to eliminate that.
Right. But
the
retire
would tend to be toward the retiree rather than college age. But I was not eliminating younger.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right on retire. Here, Mary, and then over here. I'm sorry, I really have made you wait a while. Okay. Go ahead, Mary.
Just along the line of accessibility, and I assume somebody may have brought this up, but 1981 being the year of the disabled, I'm sure there's volumes of information on making buildings accessible. And if we're talking about people who are wheelchair bound or people using walkers, that's got to be awesome.
Correct. And one of the things that the proposal writers have to do is how much detail do you go into when the board has authorized only a proposal? How much detail, like sketches of possible buildings and layouts and what have you? I think the inclination is to make it quite detailed. And Joel's Lucerne proposal was land use, architectural sketches, architectural philosophy about living with the landscaping, and certainly that would come into it.
Okay. One problem I'm having right now is the fact that there's a talk about a lot of aspects of the program, but I'm still not clear on what the goals and objectives of this particular community are. And to me, you can't really begin talking about an arm of a program or a select population such as the hospice group or the handicapped or whatever until you really get goals of the, you know, of the community together. And to me, it would really be helpful to hear some discussion at that level. In other words, are you trying to achieve simply a spectrum of all age groups living together, working as a worshiping community that offers some opportunity for a retreat center for others? Are you really wanting to focus on a given population, such as the disabled, or the elderly that are employable, or the elderly that require skilled nursing care and have no other place to live and die? And to me, it's a bit unrealistic to combine all those things into one community and really make it work. To me, that's a bit too idealistic. I think there's going to have to be some careful discussion about what are to be the ends outside of just community life.
Not sure I can tell you that that's clarified at this point. I can say that the reason for the spokes on the wheel is that it's sat in the board as a possible venture, the farm, sat because it didn't have a focus. And the convergence of some of those things are what brought it to a front burner, and the year is meant to clarify that. So if it doesn't, then I don't think it'll ever go. You're right. Probably the major impetus was as an alternative care for some older people.
And I'd like to reinforce that because, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about hospice and the terminally ill and the dying. But I guess from my vantage point, a population I'm even more concerned about that's probably harder to work with and is receiving less attention, it's not quite as dramatic, it are the elderly, those that are incapacitated but are not at the point of near death. You know, our country is filled with thousands of them in nursing home beds. And I just hope some people get some energy and some inspiration to begin to provide some direction there.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering again on clarification of goals. Are you looking primarily for a demonstration of alternative, and for whom is this being done? For those, you know, folded. One nice thing about it is many people can come to it and experience it.
Yeah.
Now that's something that you seem to be moving up here, maybe for good reasons. But I'm a little curious about, you know, why you do something for such people.
I could say something about that. One is that it's very hard to have any sort of exemplary project that is not actually functioning in what it's talking about. If you're talking about alternative agriculture, alternative communities, you can't just talk about it and practice something else. The most effective way is to practice it. I think again, the the turnover in the community has not really been established. It's quite possible that there would be many, many short-term people. The emphasis might be different rather than using it as a place maybe to get away and relax and have the option not to enter into the community as people do have here. They would be very definitely know they're entering a community. And I think there would be fewer people that maybe would be interested in that.
Hopefully, the opportunity for the people that would want to be
I'm going to push you just a little bit. The last comment, well, these two comments. The last comment tries to take input from today and test it against the proposal. You said you prefer, from what you've heard, that the focus not be as much on hospice, kind of technically hospice, alternative care for the dying, as a different age group. One of the things, we got about 22 more minutes, because when the bell rings, I want you free to go to corporate confession and free to leave. A forum should be about an hour. We can stay if you want to, but I want you a choice to leave. One of the things that I'd really appreciate from you is how much of the things that you heard today makes sense as giving the dream a focus at the point of hospice. I mean, that's really using today and letting it culminate tonight. You understand? So if you have views on that, I'm going to give you a priority as your hand goes up before we get other questions. Is that? Yeah, Dave.
I would say, both personally, looking at the whole mob you're thinking of, that to make hospice the center of it would be not the direction I would think would be the best to go. If there's a unifying concept that makes sense to me personally and in the theme of Holden and what I know of Holden and work that you and Mary have done, it's the theme of wholeness, the theme of shalom. And personal interest to me and to a number of us in the Ellensburg area it has been, and this may dovetail maybe on a parallel track, it may even come together, to create some kind of center for human wholeness, which looks at both disease and illness and the problems of society and the need for care for those people, but also the promotion of healthy models of interaction, looking at the issue of what wellness is, of trying to both rehabilitate, but also to foster new images and hopeful images for people. I think that if there were an image like shalom or wholeness at the center, then there could be a variety of manifestations of wholeness in the sense of care, as well as cure, as well as prevention, as well as prototypes of a future kind of community. That is more engaging to me personally, and I think would have a broader appeal and would have a core centering concept that would make sense to a larger community of people as well. I would add to that, just for grist for the committee, that some of us are thinking in the Ellensburg area about that. My brother-in-law and I have a 400-acre farm. We're raising fruit, and we need labor down the line. That's a real issue on our farm. We're in the center of the state. We have access to 90, 82, and 97 major highways, and we'd really like to think about some possibilities in the future of something like that. But the theme that engages me the most is the theme of wholeness. But hospice is one aspect of that. That wellness is another aspect. That alternative futures is another aspect of it. And that somehow is more captivating to me, and I think it would be more captivating to more people than just hospice.
I guess my question would be now, if there's several patients or people living at this farm that need lots of physical care, would there be a staff there that could meet those needs? What degree of disability would they be to live at this place? Would they have to be able to be on their own and functioning, or could they be bedridden? That's my question. You know, would there be a staff there available to help if they are bedridden?
The closest that the idea on this page comes to is that everyone would help in the care of anybody in the community. There comes a point at which the hospital is necessary for anybody, but the idea would be, as an alternative to a facility that is centered in 72 beds of people who are in a nursing home with a staff to take care of them. The center of this community's life in the proposal is something in the way of a mission or a ministry and the farm work and world hunger, or so that the few, and it would be a minority or it doesn't work, the few who need a lot of care would be in a community that has a life, not that centers in the care of people who are sick, but centers in ongoing issues and worship, and so that the care would include anybody in the community taking a shift of being up with somebody else. That's what a monastery is. I talked to a liturgical scholar from St. John's Abbey, Collegeville, and said, what did you do last year, assuming there was a new book on the liturgy? And he said, mostly helped Brother Sebastian die. He spent a year helping a brother die. He didn't get any writing done at all. Well, I don't think that's a bad use of a year. Now, to say, have we envisioned three beds like Vi would have to do? One wing skilled nursing, one wing intermediate? No, we haven't done that kind of thing. I do know that a community of people in Linden, Washington, I think made up of three different households, 14 adults, two of the community got sick at the same time, the same summer, and bedridden. They didn't get the farm work done. So the first input I had was 14 people is not a big enough community if you have two people bedridden and you also want to get the farm work done. I mean, those are the kinds of things we have to come to this year. How large a community would it take to do certain functions up here that are part of your focus? But I can't tell you we're there already. But the envision, what it envisioned was, one of the things was an alternative to a kind of residential nursing care facility, that it was another option to the way that's normally done, or the only options that people have. Does that help? Okay. Back here now. Yeah, go ahead.
One thing that I really like about the possibility here is I think that it could be used to work with families who are taking care of a family member at home who burn out and either need a place for their family member to come, or, you know, where they could come and work in other areas and get support of other people that provide good, you know, more direct care, to, you know, take care of the burden. But it wouldn't necessarily have to be long term.
Somebody said John. Yes. Yeah, okay.
I think we all have a chance to do the same. People are being elderly and either bedridden or mobile. But our family has a very dear friend who is 77 years old, and she has been in and out of hospitals and in nursing homes because of her health. She is almost to the point where she cannot take care of herself anymore. She has to use a walker, she can't use her hands, she can't breathe. But her mental facilities are all there. And I think that in that way, somebody who has their mental facilities can certainly help them in planning of names or taking care of the house or something like that, too. But they don't have to be dependent on people.
I'm wondering if we shouldn't look at other age groups. We seem to be concentrating on the retired and elderly in our hospice complex or service. I'm not sure how I can work in other age groups. Right now, the only group I can think of is unwed mothers, and I'm not sure that that's the only one to think of. I'm thinking of psychologically, it's much more advantageous to have a group of mixed ages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Up in the balcony, and then Bill Dirt.
I thought you mean other. They're trying to make community a specialty, and I think a community is babies, baby kittens, cats that die. It's everything. It's the fire department. It's gardening, auto mechanics, and all ages. Why are they tending to try to focus in on particular groups or particular ages or particular? particular specialty or particular problem.
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Okay. If I have not made that clear, that's certainly my fault. The intent of the Holden proposal and the idea for the whole day is that what is envisioned is an inclusive community. In fact, I even said, don't let the availability of retired mean that it doesn't include kids. The reason we have focused more today on a particular age group is out of all of the things on the blackboard, we started with one focus, and that was hospice. So I don't think that we ought to kick ourselves that we've kind of limited today. We helped limit you by having hospice as the major thing we're talking about. Does that help?
Well, I understood it, but I was getting the tenor that, you know, we're talking about disabled and then unwed mothers. I find that real in my community today. All those things are there.
Yeah.
There's different groups taking care of those. Well, this is one community taking care of all of these situations.
Let me come back once more. Holden exists with a focus, primarily theological reflection and a renewal retreat center. Lucerne had a focus. It was whether or not the Holden board wanted to serve the public. The Forest Service gave us what Lucerne would have been: a marina, a store, a restaurant, an uplake stop, hosting hikers. So that the purpose was, does Holden want to serve the public in these ways with a residential community? The question is there enough of a focus and a purpose somewhere in here that it will have a clear purpose and other things will fall in line? I mean, and the idea of it being an inclusive community, you might say it will be inclusive if you accept volunteers and people who need it from all over. It will include unwed mother, and it will include a family with little kids. And I mean, Bill Dirks, I said, was next.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of thinking about this since early in the summer, and if you can envision in your own mind, perhaps from your own experience, something that could be called, if there ever was or is such, an ideal old-fashioned family. And what the proposal is trying to get at is that this community is an extended family that lives together, that is self-sufficient, self-caring, and caring for, I mean, the relationship in it is like a family. Nowadays, we shove our parents off to some old folks' home. So this community would appreciate the opportunity to be able to serve the older members of the family, who would also enjoy doing some babysitting for the little kids. And so there is this feeling of caring within this family that we're going to call, whatever by whatever name, a kind of a community of faith that tries to live out the love of Christ in each one of us. And it covers all of these areas. But if you can just visualize some sort of a family, an old-fashioned type, or maybe it's going to be a new-fashioned type. I think maybe this kind of thing might be the way to go in the salvation of society in terms of really restoring the family as an integral unit and basis for society. But I have no problems with this whole thing because I can visualize such a family. Maybe this is kind of helpful if you and do it that way.
Got Dave and Ron and Reuben again. Got three over here, and then I'll come back over there. Go ahead.
Two groups that may have been discussed when I was in other meetings that I think should be included at least in the thinking, and which have been brought to my attention more in recent months due to friends who are working in these areas. The State Corrections Facility at Shelton, Ray Lester, who's the Lutheran chaplain there, has spoken to me a number of times, spoken to our church this summer, and said that he has numerous people that he works with who need to get out of that facility to be reoriented into society before they become hard criminals. And we've in our congregation talked about some work release possibilities with farmers in our valley. This kind of community would add more to it because it would be a more cohesive and a more focused and organized caring community. That's one group that I think really is an important one. Another one, a college classmate of mine is the director of the Urban League in Seattle, and he is looking for any opportunity to get inner city kids out of Seattle and into the countryside for a summer or for a period, but not just as a summer camp, but a work experience, an experience of doing something, feeling productive, of seeing the results of their labors and of finding some value in what they're doing. Two other groups, which involve, in addition to our traditional Lutheran folk, the minorities as well, which I think we have to really take into account.
Thank you. Ron?
I would think, like what was discussed about Lucerne, as a community, we have to focus in on some rather limited ideas to start with, and not try to start out too all-inclusive. Then I would think that once the community, if it was successful, developed to a certain point, then it could be decided to what extent the community wanted to grow, and possibly other communities could be spawned from this community. That may go in a couple different directions.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking Dr. Davis mentioned goals and planning and that sort of thing. They come out of dreams, and I think what we're doing together today is dreaming. But our dream has been influenced by a couple of models. One, the heavy emphasis on the hospice for the dying, and then the monastic concept that keeps coming. Another model that I think we ought to look at was just briefly touched on by Leo tonight in his slides, and that was Bielefeld in Germany, which is this kind of an inclusive community. And maybe if that model could be explored, it seems to be closer to putting together all these things we have. All ages, various problems, anybody in need can walk in, has the farm concept. Maybe we need a model of that sort to form our dreams, because goals really are dreams of what you expect to have 5 years from now. That's all a goal is.
Okay.
The thing that just struck me that I find so exciting about the proposal is that what we're really talking about is a model that's totally applicable to each parish. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't take this kind of collective unit of people working together in terms of a commonality of purpose, perhaps going out into their different locations in the community, but even living together collectively, say in a city block or in a smaller town, in a given area of town. Really deciding what they're about in terms of worship, in terms of ministry to their particular community, to taking people in need, to caring for their own that are dying, celebrating with those that are being born, those being wedded. You know, it's an entire life cycle thing. And if we could see something that would really demonstrate that this can happen, I think it'd be marvelous. And so many of the lifestyle issues that you and Mary have addressed, I think, again, totally fit. But the parish is where it should be. I mean, this should be what we're, what we're all about everywhere, not just Eastern Washington.
Jim?
I like the concept that it'd be, or maybe it's goals. We talked about goals and the fuzziness around that, but Joel mentioned it, an exemplary community, or an example, after which other examples could be spelled out. I think it's an important thing in these days, particularly because of the switches that have taken place in economics in this country. Not only is an alternative lifestyle a desirable thing, I think it's going to be a necessary thing. I don't think people are going to have a lot of choice about that. And the idea that it's possible in many parishes and in many places, going to be more, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and it's biting more into, even if you think ALC parishes, I know that we're pretty much middle class and up right now. But my children, no way, with their college education at all, could afford to buy a house right now. Now, what's the example I'd like to point them to? Who could give us some advice and help as to how they can set a pattern in their lives? Where are those examples? Where are those models? How do they work? And I think that would be a tremendous service. Not only to the people who come and go, but to provide that example and even consultation as it goes on and as the thing is developed, it functions and works. And if society is changing radically, it's going to change in more fast now than ever before. So I think the overall goal is an exemplary, whole, healthy community that takes care of everybody who's in it. Might be a beginning starting point. Another thing, if you pull that one off the first 3 or 4 years, I think you have a specialization possibility to, you know, be able to bubble up and keep those in mind.
Yeah. In terms of offering models, I had an opportunity to spend some time in a kibbutz in Israel, and I think that they do an excellent job, the people I visited there, integrating their elderly into the structure of the kibbutz, and also the different agricultural practices they have and things that they get into. They're very creative that way. And I think that would be an excellent place to look, to study, to ask people to come and talk to you, to go and talk to them for ideas.
Yeah, I really tuned into this exemplary thing here, and I'm picking up on something that you mentioned when you talked about your experience in New York City, where the sharing of resources came very naturally. And you know, it's clear, if we stress the monastic nature of this kind of a development, not everyone lives in a monastery, not even within, you know, the Middle Ages when they were very popular kinds of things. And so the impact of such a community, it seems to me, would be measured in the influence it had on the people who did not join a community like that, to encourage them to adopt these kinds of things. As we heard from our little Quaker friend, when every home has a hospitality room that takes in strangers, then we have achieved something. I see the strength of this kind of an outreach from Holden as being exemplary. I really tuned into that. Sure, it could be true in every parish. I don't think it will be. But there will be people in every parish who pick up these ideas.
I just wonder if there are any more connections with hospice today in the last 5 minutes, or further reactions to the use of the term hospice connecting with this at all, or I'm not asking it well, but are you on that, Dave, or are you on something else? Let's get a couple more reactions to that.
As I hear these various ideas, it seems to me that all of it has a great deal in common with the purpose of Holden, as you read it, specifically the emphasis on renewal, which has always included a strong dimension of healing of various kinds for various people, and particular focus at different times on different kinds of needs that would be met here. But because of the geography, there are certain other needs that cannot be met that fit under the whole general purpose of what is done here, and a different geography would be chosen on purpose to meet those needs. From what we heard in the session with Leo, that a very important component of that is something which comes very naturally to a farm, and everything I've heard seems to suggest that the farm is the ideal setting for the hospice element as part of complete family life. So it seems to me it does, in fact, all come together, that not all of the individual need groups that have been identified that we'd like to include could obviously be included at the beginning. You need a particular central focus at the beginning, but the hospice focus would require a great deal else, which it seems to me the farm could uniquely provide.
Okay, Mary?
Yeah, it seems to me hospice does generally make us think of older people who died, but there are children who have the wish to die in their home surrounded with people who love them and who know how to care for them. So people of all ages die was my first observation. The second is that hospice also implies holistic health care, because it's my understanding anyway is that we come to a point for the dying person that he or she with the family has decided no further acute medical treatment designed to cure is desired. Therefore, the caring comes in. The caring brings in all the aspects of community, all the aspects of wholeness and mind and body connections and so forth. So it seems to me that that's a good specialization to start with if that's what we choose to go with, a particular type of person, particular area.
Okay. Dave? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't like the word hospice. I like the word historically.
Yeah.
But now that the government has taken it over, I don't quite like it.
Now, I don't know exactly what you mean by the last.
The government now has a hospice program to do exactly what you're talking about under Medicare. And now I wonder if the church is something that the government has adopted as a program. I question that as a name.
I think if I understood what you said at the beginning, a lot of this does fit the very old Middle Ages understanding of a community of people who existed as a guest house for pilgrims of all sorts, and they stayed various lengths of time, some of them until they die. I mean, it really, the host, guest, and lots of things up here fit. I think it has a very limited meaning. If you would just use it today, it has a much more limited meaning, and I think might be confusing. And that's where I am at the end of today. I got some input, and I also am not sure. I put it in quotes here, but I'm not even sure that that's going to do it. But anyway, Dave, I think we can move to something else if you want to. Go ahead.
Just a couple things. Maybe the first one isn't so related to this proposal. Maybe it kind of goes to Jim Seastis with some of the discovery things he's doing. And that is that I get asked a lot, having moved to the country, you know, you escape to the country. Life really still is in the city. And most of the people who are around are in the city. I'm just wondering if there isn't a need for an exemplary community of the same sort in an urban context, either on its own as an exemplary community, an integrated urban agricultural community. There's some interesting ideas there these days. Perhaps also the point of entry to the rural community, the link to the urban community. That's something I think ought to be considered. The second thing is another model which I'm aware of is in Sweden, where for a number of years they have created intergenerational housing projects, where they have had everything from hospice through hospital care to geriatric ambulatory to individual living to families, to single people, and they all have different trade, cooperative exchange ways of helping each other out, where the young people obviously at daycare would be taken care of by the older people, and some of the older people who couldn't take care of themselves, some of the little children can help with. There are some models I know in Sweden that have been going on for years that have been remarkably successful. I don't know how much of that would be helpful, but it's another model that I'm aware of you might want to look at.
I think you're going to get the last word.
Okay. I just wanted to describe another model or situation as one that I'm in Minneapolis, and it's a medical group. It might be hard to believe this figure, but they're treating today probably 7,000 to 10,000 people with cancer. Mm-hmm. If you say 50% of these are in the stage of dying, why 50% of them are terminal at this time? Their total effort is to keep a person in their home, keep them out of the hospital, treat them in an ambulatory way, send out nurse practitioners, and also to build support groups to take care of these people in their home or whatever kind of support they need, social workers, with nurses, doctors, and a whole team effort. And I think they're doing it fairly successfully. By the way, a lot of these doctors are ALC members, and it might be worthwhile talking to them about this model, because it is a secular model. But I see this concept taking the people out of their home. Therefore, it's defeating some of the thing we're trying to also accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I should have said that at the beginning. When we talked, if it was in any way going to be hospice, it was going to be for people who had no option of being in their own home. And we do have some who come through Holden who don't have that option. Otherwise, it does kind of defeat one of the essence of hospice movement. So I'm glad you said that at the end.